The Gospel for Tuesday of the first week of Advent, Luke 10:21-24. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples, in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this gospel follows immediately after Jesus had sent his disciples over to mission, and they cast out demons, and he told them, do not rejoice that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice in this, that your names are written in heaven. And so even when we enter a relationship with Jesus and are participating in his ministry, we have to be focused on where our joy comes from. And it comes from our relationship with Jesus, not from the powers of the ministry, the amazing things we could do for having received power from God. Our joy is the Lord himself, not the gifts. We're grateful for those, but our joy is in the Lord. And so now in this gospel, the Lord himself turns in joy in the Holy Spirit. He's filled with the Holy Spirit and says, Thank you, Father. He praises the Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, because he has hidden these things from the wise and the learned. You see, the wise and the learned tend to limit everything to concepts, even religion. You know, we make it into a structure of beliefs that we assent to. But then in the real life, what happens? We are into ourselves. But the Lord is saying, Thank you, Lord, because you have revealed this thing to the little ones, the ones who are open to believe with their heart, who believe in a God who is not just concepts, but that has everything to do with their daily life, their daily experience, the way they focus and interpret the daily events that happen. In other words, that are able to bring Christ to their daily experience. And then he turns to his disciples and tells them, How blessed are you that you see what you're seeing. Not only that they're seeing the face of Jesus, also that they are understanding his heart, that they can see with the eyes of Jesus. That means that they are now intimately one with him. May the Lord bless us and give us the grace to receive this blessedness of putting our joy into our relationship with Jesus. God bless you.